There are many things that he could have been indicted for, but the statute of limitations ran out on so many of those matters. Not here. Perjury is important. You can't, especially if you're a high official, appointed or elected official, you cannot raise your hand, take an oath, and lie to Congress. And that's an important principle, a principle, Jake, for us to advance.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you didn't answer the part about President Trump putting it all out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, you didn't answer the question. Blah, blah, blah. That's a CNN for you, right? Over there talking about this with Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. We are efforting getting a hold of Greg Jarrett this morning. I don't think we've had any luck yet for some reason. Sometimes previous interviews carry over. So
he was just on Fox about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's. We'll get him on the air right here in just a minute. But you know, he wrote a book about the Russia collusion, Russiagate, called Witch Hunt. He wrote one called The Russia Hoax, and then he followed it up with one called Witch Hunt. And who was at the center of all of that? James Comey is on the cover of his book. So I can't wait to get his thoughts on exactly how this went down with James Comey and the fact that, you know, unfortunately, as you heard Mike Johnson say there, if it wasn't for the statute of limitations, there could be potentially be a lot more that James Comey could be charged with. And I don't know when that statute ran out on some of those other charges. Maybe it was before Donald Trump got reelected, or before he could get people in place in the DOJ to pursue this, because the Biden people weren't going to pursue it. He was doing their bidding.
Well, and every time he testified and lied, or so supposedly lied in front of Congress on those things, that clock restarted. So even though it was about Russian collusion issues, it was about laptop issues, it was about some of the investigations into Donald Trump that were clearly illegal and being pushed, those things ran out. So all they can get him on now is the actual lying to Congress and the deceiving the congressional stuff. So there, even if they get him, it's on much lesser charges than what the actual real big crimes were, because those statutes have run out.
Oh, sure.
They can only get him because of his testimony well after the fact.
Well, I mean, again, if you're convicted of perjury, that's a serious crime. And my guess is he's relegated to long walks on the beach these days anyway. I don't know who would employ him. But if he's got that on his record as well, that's fitting. There was some sense of justice there if that happens, in my opinion.
And then you've still got the question of, are any of the charges, and that was one reason why I was looking forward to having him on, was, is there any way to go back and get Obama and get Clinton in 2016 for the clear lies that were told on the Russia collusion? Obviously, you know, calling Donald Trump a Russian asset, coming up with 61 intelligence agents, calling the laptop from hell Russian disinformation. I mean, those were all felonies to the American people of lying about something they clearly knew. The dossier. I mean, go right down the list of everything.
Right down the list.
Yeah, of things we could have convicted them on, but now the statute of limitations on many of those things I think have run out.
How about Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice on Benghazi? I don't know. I mean, that was clear perjury.
And still no justice.
And they knew darn good and well what happened there and what caused it. And if you saw 13 hours, their lack of sending support in. Looks like we do have Greg Jarrett on the phone this morning from Fox News. Greg, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks very much.
I was just noticing the cover of your book, The Russia Hoax, has a guy named James Comey pictured on there. How are you feeling about this?
You know, I opened the book talking about how vainglorious and arrogant he is. And of course, you know, he didn't disappoint. On Thursday, you know, moments after the indictment, he rushed to the nearest camera to vow that he was going to fight for, you know, truth, justice in the American way. The only thing missing was his Superman cape. You know, he is nauseously self-righteous and self-absorbed. But that aside, you know, we'll see whether or not prosecutors have marshaled together sufficient evidence to bring a credible case. I think much of it's simply going to depend on the quality of the witnesses who are top former FBI officials, longtime loyalists to James Comey? Have they turned against him, or will they sort of hedge and fudge their testimony in his favor? It's too early to know.
Yeah, and Andrew McCabe testified, did he not, that he did leak information? It's hard for me to believe that James Comey didn't sign off on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. The way that Comey can kind of weasel his way out is, well, I didn't authorize it in advance. I only acquiesced after I was told after the fact. You know, that's one way that, you know, he can get around, you know, the willful, intentional nature under the false statement and obstruction statutes.
You know, a lot of people asking if the pardons against other people in both the Biden administration, Obama administration, the mass amount of pardons that were auto-pen generated, will those hold up legally if indeed it's found that the president either A, didn't order it or authorize those auto-pen uses, or B, was not mentally, you know, astute enough to make those pardons? Where do you think the auto-pen argument's going to land?
Well, I think it requires more investigation, more testimony. But from what we know, it would appear that Biden didn't specifically authorize a great many of those pardons, which, you know, under the law, you cannot delegate that power to somebody else. And, you know, under the law, he has to knowingly understand and grant the pardons. If he was incapable mentally of knowing, renders them null and void, invalid.
Wow. So now we have the testimony of the former prosecutor who said that he was a tired old man with a bad memory. So it couldn't be Joe Biden's defense, correct? I mean, Joe Biden saying, I did authorize it, would not be good enough if you've got people in the administration willing to testify that they know he was unaware of that.
Yeah, and in particular, there's one former White House aide who was actually operating the auto pen, who said, you know, I almost never saw Biden. I received no specific instructions from him, that it was delegated through one of his, you know, top inner circle members. And so it, you know, it invites the question, did Biden even know about it? Wow. Or was the auto pen being operated without his consent? Under the law, it comes down to consent. So did he know about it? A. B, was he capable mentally of granting consent? You know, these are questions that need further investigation, the answers to which we simply don't know.
It's a great point.
They're saying there's a lot more indictments in the works. Do you have a sense of whom? Is it McCabe? Is it going to be, you know, the Bidens? Is it Fauci? I mean, where do you think some of these next indictments are going to go after?
Well, we do know that the former CIA director, John Brennan, is under criminal investigation by the Department of Justice. So I think they're weighing whether to bring charges against him. There are also questions about the statute of limitations, whether that's expired. The indictment against Comey was rendered just days before tomorrow's expiration of the statute of limitations. So there are a lot of considerations here. But I think also the Department of Justice is looking at a ongoing conspiracy surrounding lawfare, which extends the statute of limitations. So, you know, at this point in time, we're just sort of looking into a crystal ball, and we really have no idea what the DOJ is doing.
Greg Jarrett, a Fox News host, and, of course, senior legal reporter for him. We appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure.
All right, take care. We'll talk again soon. And we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a minute. Tom Ackerman coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned.